Lover by sculptor Mark de Souvarow. He was born in Shanghai, China in 1933, but became an American citizen in 1941. The body of his beliefs is in spiritual inspiration, peace, and harmony. Mechanical perfection does not interest him. A near-fatal freight elevator accident in Soho, New York, resulted in a broken back and spinal injuries, 1960, but he did recover and walk again. He moved to Venice in 1971 to protest against the Vietnam War, but returned in 1975. He pioneered the crane as a working tool as well as a cutting torch and the welding tool. He called the crane his paintbrush. Magically, it allowed him to lift tons of steel into the air. Notice how the I-beams were cut, welded, and assembled diagonally, reaching into space with the sky and the earth the only borders. How many separate pieces are there to this sculpture? Find the exposed joints, the centers from which the steel members radiate. Experience his challenging scale, heavy weight, and precarious balance by entering into the space of the piece to look at the inside interior views. Where do you feel the smallest? Where do you feel the largest? Notice how the vibrant color gives emotion to the form. How does it make you feel? Would you feel the same if it was a different color? Yellow, green, or maybe gray? Perfection does not interest him, as the person is prone to human error and is not a machine. Can you find his traces of slight irregularities of human error in the sculpture? As you walk to the other side of the garden, look for another of Mark de Souvarow's work. It is a steel and wire sculptural assemblage left to rust called Poland. This piece includes moving elements. As the piece swings back and forth, it energizes the work. This kinetic sculpture was made after his accident when he was still unable to walk, but he was determined to walk again.